Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 29 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast. And the Ditch That Textbook podcast is now, exciting news here, a member of the Education Podcast Network. The Education Podcast Network is this great group of podcasts related to education. And so if you're looking for more great podcasts about education, you can go to edupodcastnetwork.com. And so today I wanted to chat about a cool thing that you can do within Google Classroom. So if you are a Google using school and your students get connected in Google Classroom, we know how often they see that Google Classroom class that you've created. And the header image that you use at the top is something that students see an awful lot. And it's actually pretty easy to create your own header image. And even more than that, to put little animated GIFs, little animated images inside of your header image, which is a pretty fun way to kind of like customize it and make it fun. So I've got a couple of tips for you on how to create a really cool header image. Now, what you'll want to do to create one of these, one of the easiest ways to do it is to go into Google Drawings. So if you use G Suite or Google Apps or whatever you want to call them, going into Google Drawings is as simple as going to drawings.google.com, or within your Google Drive, you can hit New and then just go down to Google Drawings. And then the key to make this work is to go into File and Page Setup, and you'll want to change the size of your drawing to the right size for your header image. And so probably the easiest way to do that is to change the size. You want to use in the little drop down, you want to use custom, and then I always just change it to pixels, and you want about 1600 by 400 pixels is a pretty good size. Now from there, you can really add whatever text and images and whatever it is that you want to put onto that header image to create a really cool header to put into your Google Classroom. Now, there's an additional tip that you can use that I was clued into by Paul West. And so Paul West, he's on Twitter at PW Tech. So that's P-D-U-B-Y-A-W Tech on Twitter. And he talked about how you can use animated GIFs, these like animated image files in your headers, which I was totally blown away by this. And so there are a couple of different ways that he suggests that you can create these images. So you can just grab whatever animated GIFs you have access to that you have the rights to use off of the web. You can use a tool like Snagit. Snagit is a nice little piece of software that you can use to create animated GIFs. There are some Chrome extensions that you can use. There's even this fun website called andthenIwasLike.co where you can use your own webcam to record these animated GIF files. You stick them into a Google Drawing at those same dimensions at 1600 by 400 pixels, and then just save it as a JPEG image. So that's File, Download as a JPEG. And then now you've got this image that you can upload onto your Google Classroom, and it'll show up right at the top. So something that's definitely worth checking out. I know some teachers will put valuable information that kids will need to see on a regular basis. Adding some fun images can kind of build a sense of community there in that Google Classroom also. So just a fun little tip that you can use to create these images that you can put at the top of your Google Classroom. This is a question posed by Zach Ripley. He called in using the Anchor app, which you can get at anchor.fm. And I wanted to throw this out to all of you also. I will pull together an episode about this sometime in the near future, but would love to see if anybody had any thoughts on this. So this has to do with a an episode we did recently, that I did recently, about the afternoon slump that Dan Pink talks about in his new book, Win, and about how our bodies basically just go into kind of like this physiological slump in the afternoons and how we might deal with that as schools. So I'll chime in with that in this upcoming episode, but I'd love to encourage you to go to anchor.fm and go find the Ditch That Textbook podcast and leave me a voice message, or maybe even something out on the Ditch Pod hashtag on Twitter. Either one of those with some of your thoughts on how we might be able to deal with the afternoon slump. So let me throw this over to Zach.
Hey, Matt, Zach Ripley here. I was just listening to your episode from the Dan Pink When book and your reflection on that. And I was just curious because one of the things that comes to mind with that is, you know, how should something like that impact our decisions about scheduling and using, you know, our time in school well? So I was curious what you thought about how, like, an administrator would approach that conversation. If I am an administrator and I have the power to alter scheduling and those kinds of things, what might I consider doing to best leverage productivity time and the need for breaks and, you know, that afternoon slump and all those kinds of things? So if you were in that situation and you had the ability to make some of those kinds of decisions, I'm curious what you think. What would you do? So love to hear a thought sometime.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.